This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Melissa and Cindy in on a Tuesday morning, I think, right? My days start to run together.
Yeah.
This early in the week.
Yeah,
does that mean
definitely.
It's a bad kind of
for
thing?
Sure. Yeah. I put in the smooth jazz for Shan, but, you know, hey, we'll take it.
That's right. Anyway, Party Line is presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community minded, just like you. Marshand's Window Tinning in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big Deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, and Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. You can also watch Party Line. You can do that at HoosierlandTV.com, and that's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Dane Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I. Carpet Cleaning, Shoop's Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, and Newell Gas. 765-659-3338. We're kind of having an open show today. Shan had an emergency come up, and our guest called and was not able to come all of a sudden as well. So we're going to have kind of an open party line. I have contacted a couple of people. We might get a couple of phone calls here in just a few minutes, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we're looking, though. There's a lot of stuff going on in the area, and we've got some stuff that's going to be coming up here soon, too, like basketball.
Oh, we have basketball. We've got the 12 Days of Christmas starting up here. We'll have Lights in the Park coming up here soon. And I hate to give too much away because we plan to have several of the folks that are involved with some of those things on the show with us. I do want to make a couple of comments. First of all, yesterday the verdict came down in the Delphi murder cases. And so I think just at this point, you know, we obviously want to pray for the families of everyone involved in that still. And again, that's been an ongoing prayer, but still, and again, I hope that maybe they can find some closure, the families, but still such a sad situation. And so, that's perfect.
I just hope for closure for the families. I mean, it's been 7 years.
Yes.
Such a long road.
Okay. Yes. It just seems like, you know, yeah. So we feel for them. And, the other thing I wanted to talk about yesterday was Veterans Day. And, you know, my son sat in here with us on the program yesterday. It just turned out he'd gone to work. There was a glitch. And so he popped in just for a little bit and ended up staying with us for the Veterans Day program. And one of the things that he said, Mom, I wish you really would have talked about something. And I'm like, okay, what is that? And he said, and it's a sensitive subject, and that's why I didn't bring it up yesterday. But, you know, when you hear it come from somebody who's 20-some years old, I feel like it's worth talking about. And he said, Mom, you didn't talk about the number of suicide deaths that happens to our U.S. military. And I said, I know, I really wanted to try and focus on how important we thought the day was. And he goes, that's part of the day, Mom. And so I bring this up for him and for all of the other veterans who are struggling. And so I just wanted to say that if you are struggling, please get help. We feel for you. One of the things I didn't talk about yesterday is our daughter, who again had jacked up her back in the military, working with the VA, and I hate to say this out loud, has not been the best experience for us, and she is not alone. And so to get services is very tough for them sometimes. You would think because they have served our country, they would have the best of the best, right?
Right. You would think so. But I know from our experience, just trying to help people in our community, that it is a nightmare. We've had to deal on the behalf of veterans. We've had to deal with the VA. And I mean, every once in a while you get lucky, you find that right person that can help and can get you in the areas where you need to be. But it's a nightmare for these veterans to deal with, and it's just not.
They don't have enough services. There are not enough doctors. There are not enough things that they can do to help sometimes. Sometimes they wait for incredible periods of time to get their meds. You can't just go there and get them. A lot of times now they have to mail them to you or whatever. And so sometimes they go without the basic things that they need. So I just wanted to put it out there that I didn't forget it yesterday. I just didn't know if I should bring it up. And when I was told by a 24-year-old, yes, you should, then I feel like I should today. So I'm sorry I didn't yesterday, but I just want somebody to know, if you're listening and you're struggling, we feel for you. Try and get help. I think 988 is now the number you can dial, right? Isn't that the suicide hotline? I don't like to talk about that stuff because it breaks my heart, but in the same token, it's real. So not to bring everybody down today, but I just wanted to bring that up because I felt like if it came from somebody young, that it should be mentioned. And so we just want to, again, thank all of our veterans for their service, whether you served in the past, whether you're serving now, or whether you're thinking of enlisting. Thank you for your service to our country once again. You just cannot say that enough. So anyway, I think we're going to get a phone call from Cindy Casey here from Shoops, and I will text her really quickly and see if she's available.
Well, while you're doing that, I know I told you I didn't want to do this until tomorrow, but I'm having way too much fun with this. We are actually starting next week, November 18th through the 22nd, so all of next week, you're going to have to listen for the chance to register for tickets to go see a special screening of Home Alone and hear from Kevin McAllister himself in person. We actually managed to, as tiny a radio station as we are, I was floored that we were able to pull this off. But we have tickets to go see Kevin McAllister and a special screening of Home Alone.
Macaulay Culkin,
yeah. And Thursday, December 5th is when the screening is. But we are going to start registering people next week.
And I got to tell you, I got a chance to do this with William Shatner. Mm-hmm. And it was they played one of the Star Trek movies, and then William Shatner came out and talked. And it was awesome. I was like, is this going to be any fun? It was awesome.
Yeah.
And so I would do this again in a second. And so Mel's going to register folks. But if I know you're sitting there thinking, oh, is this going to be fun? It was so much fun to hear not just William Shatner, but him talk about Star Trek, but some of the other things that he has done. And he was super funny. And I think Macaulay Culkin would be the same thing. And what a great time to see that movie again and then have him come and talk about it and the experiences he had. So Mel will get you registered, and then we'll be giving those tickets away here in the near future.
It's going to be fun. You got to listen for a clip from the movie. In fact, the clip I'm trying to pull out and put up is going to be "Keep the Change, You Filthy Animal."
Of course you are.
We're going to play that clip. Well, I mean, it's memorable.
You have to.
That has to be the clip.
I think we have that shirt.
Yeah.
You know, one of the Christmas shirts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, we're going to play that during Matt's morning show, and we're going to play it during Cindy's replay. Or free play. I don't know why I want to call it replay. But
could be that too.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not new songs.
That's true. Free play. But anyway, all next week, you have two chances to get registered. And then Cindy and I are actually going to announce the winner on Monday during Party Line, or at the end of Party Line. We still got to discuss that one. But anyway, we're going to announce it on Monday, November 25th. So you only get a week to register for a chance to talk to Macaulay or hear Macaulay Culkin talk about his experiences and see the special screening of Home Alone.
All right. We have a guest on the line with us. I believe it's Cindy Casey. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. Cindy from Shoops Country Foods, of course, and Arborwood by Shoops. And I wanted to get you on the horn today because I know you guys have a very special event coming up tomorrow evening.
We do. We have a very busy week this week. So we are so excited about having Marketplace again at Arborwood this year. This is going to be our second time doing it. We had a sellout last year. We're close to that this year, but we will be selling tickets still at the door since it's tomorrow night already. I can't believe it's tomorrow night. But we will sell some tickets at the door, or you can buy tickets online either way. your ticket at the door gets you free beer and wine for the evening, so it's a fun evening out. It also gets you entered into the drawing for 40 door prizes because each vendor has donated a door prize, and so we will have 40 gifts that we will be giving away that night. So in addition to the 40 vendors, we will also have two food trucks that will be out there, and also the Fox Den and the Frankfort Commons Golf Course will also be offering soups and wings and a few treats for you over there to eat, as well as the two food trucks that will be there, and then also some golf gift ideas for, you know, the man in your life. So it's not just about the women, even though we're going to love to shop tomorrow night, but it'll be for everybody out there.
Well, I went last year, and it was a blast. You know, me and my girlfriends all got together. We came in. We ate at the food truck. We didn't have to cook. We went inside. We got our drink. We shopped until we dropped. But I have to admit, it was as much fun as a social event. And I did get a lot of holiday shopping done, too. So, I mean, it was like a win-win-win all the way around.
Right. We'll have the music going. Because it was such a success last year, we have extended our hours so that everyone will have a little bit more space to shop. The doors open at 4 p.m. tomorrow, and they'll go till 9 p.m. And so it's really going to be a wonderful evening. We'll have the Christmas music going, and I think we've tried to improve on everything that we learned last year, and we're, you know, come out and shop local. You know, pretty much everyone's going to be local vendors that'll be there, so be sure and come out and support local. We do actually have two important deadlines this week, and they fall on the same day. And that is, of course, Marketplace is tomorrow night from 4 to 9. We would love to see everyone out there. But the other one is our Thanksgiving to Go. Thanksgiving to Go, which gives you a head start on your Thanksgiving dinner. And we are taking orders for that right now, and we'll be closing down orders this week. And the official deadline is the same day on Wednesday the 13th, but we will probably be carrying through a few orders till the end of the week. But get a head start on your Thanksgiving dinner, and so we have that available here at the store. But what we're most excited about is the Marketplace at Arborwood tomorrow evening from 4 to 9.
And can you just give us a little heads up about some of the booths that we can look forward to? Because I have to tell you, last year was great, but you could get everything from candies to being personally fitted for a new bra. I mean, there was everything there, and it was great.
Yeah, and I got a couple of those. They were great. They were great, and I've been wearing them all year long, so that's been really good. We have, boutique vendors, a lot of different things for you to get in the clothing line, even some kids' clothes as well as clothing. We have the Urban Hat will be coming back, and I missed that booth last year. That's going to be one that I'm going to sign up for early this year because it looked like a lot of fun. You can customize your own hat. That's fun. We have some new food vendors, some new candies and canned goods. And we have sourdough bread maker. There's a lot of new booths this year. The sourdough bread maker from Kirkland. It's called a cookie company, actually, but he's going to be bringing his sourdough bread in. We, of course, have jewelry and just so many different things that I'm really excited about, and some new items. We will also be expanding our shoot store area, and we'll have more gift items available from Shoop's Country Foods with our new sauces and seasonings and things like that in it, as well as some really of our favorite items that we carry here in the store that maybe if you don't get a chance to get out to the store very often, we're going to have more presence there on that. But the food truck is going to be Brandon's Burgers, and it's going to be Bruno's. And then we'll also have the Fox Den open for soups. But just so many different things. It's not the same vendor. We're going to try to really up our game every year on vendors. And I'm excited about the old vendors that are local that are coming, and they're participating again because they had such a great show last year. and then some of the new ideas and the new vendors that we'll have there this year.
You know, we're all about shopping local here. One of the things I wanted to touch on, and maybe people don't know about, is your flowers. Can you talk about flowers and what all you guys can do with that?
Yes. Of course, we have our own full-time florist and decor person here, and she will, that's Brittany, and she will have her booth there with some holiday ideas, and she's also decorating trees and houses for people here in the local area, and we are so proud of her talent and what she can bring to the local area here in Frankfurt. Also, another one of a few of our employees will have some, a touch there, Lori Osler, that she makes the customized wooden door hangings, and I think she's going to have some wood carvings and things available, like maybe some ornaments, and so a lot of customized things from her. And then Melanie Golden, that actually helps us in our store, and she carries beautiful handmade pictures, and those go for every holiday, just something really unique that she offers. Those will be there, but we're really excited about the combination of the 40 vendors that we have and the 40 door prizes. We actually offer this vendor space to the local vendors free of cost because we feel like it's important for our local vendors to be there, and their only donation or cost to being in the show is just to have a great door prize for our guests that are going to be attending the show. So I'm excited about distributing the special items that they have free for everyone. And again, it's tomorrow evening. I can't believe it's time for it here already. We've got vendors that'll be setting up today and tomorrow. It opens at 4 p.m. tomorrow. It goes from 4 to 9. We've really spread out the hours to give you a couple more hours of shopping time. And we will have tickets available at the door, which I'm excited about. I wasn't sure if we were going to have any tickets left, but we will have tickets available at the door this year.
All right. Well, it was a great time last year. I remember you could get everything from baby and children's clothes. Like I say, you could get all kinds of goodies. And this is, for me, a great time because we haven't hit Thanksgiving or Christmas yet. And I stock up, and what I'm not using for Thanksgiving, I put in the freezer and I use at Christmas time. So rolls and delectables, you know, all kinds of nice sweet treats for the holidays. If you don't have a lot of time, this is a great place. It's kind of, you can get a lot of things in one location. And again, you're shopping local and supporting local, and you're supporting Shoops and Arborwood as well, who are great folks in our community. So we wish you good luck. I will be there tomorrow evening, and I appreciate you taking the time to give us a call this morning. Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
Well, it just came to me on the food item. Carmelot will be there. Granny's Goodies from Mulberry will be there. And, of course, Bordeaux Guy. There's a new vendor that's going to be offering things in our store. Her name is Simply Ill. She has spiced pecans and homemade fudge. And so there's just so many things that we all love. And we also have a new vendor that makes homemade ceramics. And that'll be new this year. And she does them right here close to the Mulberry area. But a lot of new things, and a lot of things that people will find familiar. And I just really feel like it's just a great way to see your neighbors, to shop local, support the community. And we're super excited about having it again this year.
Hey, Cindy, I know crafts and everything is right up your alley. I just got a question for you. Is Brittany going to let you take your hand in making maybe a floral arrangement or something?
Oh, I do love that, you know. So I try to get my fingers in that part of it as much as I can.
I was going to say, there's a little history there, isn't there?
I do. I mean, I've always loved that. As a matter of fact, I went to floral design school. Probably nobody remembers that. But anyway,
you did.
But what I'm really proud of about this marketplace, it really gives our local community a chance to shine and put a great spotlight on their creative juices and what they can create. And, you know, I think our community is so talented, so it's great to see all that talent in one place. Also, we'll have Cocoa Beans there, not just there as a vendor, but she will be serving her wonderful coffee in different blends. So Cocoa Beans will be the local place inside that you can come and get it. We also, if it turns cool, I know we have the food trucks. They're going to be sitting right outside our door, but we've allowed for seating for people to come in if it is a little bit cooler tomorrow evening. So you have indoor seating where you can enjoy any of the food or the items that you purchase, you know, to consume.
Well, Cindy, I know that you've always been a big supporter of local, and not only here, but also at the state fair and, you know, just in your store, everything is local. You've promoted that throughout the history of Shoup's Country Foods and you and your family, and we really appreciate that. I know the vendors appreciate that because a lot of times they don't get that opportunity to be showcased or even be able to get the word out that they have these products.
Well, thank you so much for having us on this morning. That is truly where our heart is our community, and we are really excited about being there tomorrow night. But thanks, and come out and see us from 4 to 9 tomorrow evening at Arborwood. We'll see everyone there for the party.
All right.
Remember, you do have free beer and wine tomorrow night.
I was going to say, it's a party, but it's all fun, too. I mean, there you can put a little effort and have a lot of fun and get a lot of shopping done for the holidays. So Cindy Casey with Shoup's Country Food and Arborwood by Shoup's. It's at Arborwood tomorrow evening. Doors open at 4. It goes until 9. Again, it's free wine, beer, soft drinks. There are over 25 exclusive shopping vendors. I think now we're like up to 40 or something. Food trucks.
Yeah, 40.
And you can get your tickets through Eventbrite, or you can get them at the door tomorrow evening. So thank you so much for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. And I will see you there tomorrow evening.
Thanks, gals. We'll see you then.
All right. Take care. Cindy Casey from Shoup's Country Foods and Arborwood by Shoup's. And so, you know, how cool would it be? They're so fortunate that business started with their dad and mom. And mm-hmm. now, you know, they work with their sisters. Two of the three sisters work there full time. One sister, when they need her occasionally, she has another career, but when they need her occasionally, she is absolutely available. But yeah, how cool would it be to work with your family like
that?
Well,
some of the recipes actually started with Grandma.
Yeah.
Because I can remember when we would build our floats, because Grandma lived just right down from the school. So we would build all our class floats in her garage, and she would, whenever she was making something special or devising something, we got kicked out of the kitchen. So yeah, a lot of that started with Grandma, even
sure.
Tom's mom. And
yes.
So yeah, it's been a lot of fun to see that all come to fruition and watch the family grow.
I can tell you, this marketplace last year, my girlfriends and I went, and we had a, you know, you giggle, you laugh, you try things on, I bought some of the coolest things last year, and I can't, it's this big round wooden piece, and it's crafty, and there's so much there. And so it's definitely, and I like this for me for the holidays. I really try to buy unique gifts for folks. I don't just want to go, oh, here's something that'll work. I don't like that'll work thing.
No.
If you're going to buy a gift, I want some thought put into it. You know, my dad was big on that, and so I suppose I get it from him. So this is a great place where you can go and you have that aha, like, oh, that's perfect for someone. That's the kind of gifts I like to buy.
Do that. I also like to, as Cindy said, keep it local.
That's the thing,
I like to, I mean, I will be involved in probably every craft marketplace that happens between now and Christmas. And that's what I'm the same way. I like unique gifts. I like thoughtful gifts. I mean, about the only thing that I do, you know, big store thing is like the PJs for the grandkids, just mm-hmm. because they outgrow them so quick. But, you know, stuff like that. But anything else, yeah, it's got to be unique. It's got to be, I love homemade.
I do too.
You know, anything like that.
And so, yeah, it's a great time, and they pack everybody in, and it was a blast last year. And then you see so many people. It was just so much fun.
40 vendors.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here thinking, no, wait a minute, I've been to Arborwood.
It was packed. They had things on every level in every room.
You have to.
Even down below in the spaces down there, there were people and vendors everywhere last year. So it was, that was great because it could separate, you know, it wasn't packed in one area because there were people upstairs
and
downstairs.
Plenty
of
space to be able to walk around.
And then some people were going out and getting a meal, and then they'd either come in or maybe they stopped and got their meal first, and so it was great.
I love the fact that as far as even the food, you know, you've got the different gamuts of it. You've got, of course, the cuisine at Fox Den, but then you also have burgers, Brandon's Burger, and
has more than burgers, too. He's got more chicken, by the way.
He's got chicken, he's got great food.
And you know we love Bruno's.
Bruno's favorite. I have them on speed dial, so anyway. But yeah, it's really cool.
All right, well, you know what? You want to take a quick break a little early this morning?
Yeah, we can. Sam's here, so he's taking care of that.
All right, let's take a quick break. We're taking a little early this morning, and then we'll see who's on the line, and then we'll probably have some room for some call-ins still coming up. So you're listening to WILO and Boone 1027 Party Line on a Tuesday.
Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM.